welcome again, everybody. This is the final week of our series called Built Different. You know, something unexpected, unusual happened Easter Sunday. Yes, Jesus rose from the dead, of course, but so did you. Because through his resurrection power, you have become a new creation in Christ. You are not the person you were before. You are now built different. Your life is more focused, your priorities more aligned with your faith. You have uncommon clarity and a feeling of unshakable peace. You know that God is in control, so you don't worry about what people think, whether they accept you or not, because you know exactly who you are and where you belong. But as we said last week, being built different takes time. It's not a quick fix. God's work is done in you. You are a new creation on the inside. You have been completely transformed through God's grace. But like a Polaroid picture, that transformation, that change, is still slowly developing day after day. And so when you get impatient with the process, feel frustrated with yourself, think you're not far enough along where you should be, you just have to trust God's timing and his plan for your life. Like a builder carefully sets each stone into its proper place, God is shaping your life, your experiences, and even your challenges to position you exactly where you are meant to be. That means you are not falling behind, you are not stuck, you are just still in the making. And it's worth the wait, because what God builds will last forever. That's what we're going to talk about today. I want to talk with you about Built to Last. Back in 1998, the Ford Motor Company introduced a new advertising slogan or campaign during the Winter Olympics. For 15 years, their slogan had been, "Have you driven a Ford lately?" For, not the best, I guess, but for, who am I to say? But anyway, for 15 years it has been, "Have you driven a Ford lately?" And it was good for a while, but no longer connecting with consumers. And with all the imports flooding into the market, Ford knew that it had to earn the buyer's trust over the long term. While many companies kept changing the look of their cars, trying to encourage customers to purchase a new vehicle every few years, Ford wanted people to think of their cars as a lifelong investment. They wanted people to remember that the company had been around since 1906. It was a stable American institution. And in a consumeristic world that kept changing practically overnight, their products could be trusted over the long haul. Their new advertising slogan said it all. Ford vehicles are built to last. Now, I don't know about that. I'm not here to sell you a Ford, and this isn't a commercial. But what I do know is that this is what God wants for your life. Sometimes we face times, situations that make us feel uncertain, like life is constantly changing. That job or career you once had, thought would carry you through retirement, is now replaced by artificial intelligence. That relationship you thought was rock solid fell apart overnight. Those friends you had always counted on walked away over a misunderstanding. That peace you once had turned into turmoil, fear, and worry when the circumstances changed. But God is not going to leave you there. He is eternal, and so is his love. It is everlasting. And he made you a new creation in Christ so that you could weather any storm and stay faithful during every difficult situation. You were not engineered to break down on the side of the road. You were not built to become obsolete when things go wrong. No, just the opposite. You have been built different, and you are built to last. And this is why it was so important for the apostles Peter and John to go down to Samaria in today's first reading. A man named Philip, a deacon, one of the deacons in the early church, he'd already been to Samaria, told the people about Jesus, performed signs, worked wonders, healed the sick. Many people came to believe and were baptized. The passage says that the city was filled with great joy. Philip had done a good job. By all accounts, his work there had been successful. So why did Peter and John spend so much time and energy covering the same ground? They could have gone to a different place, could have planted seeds in a different city, talked with people who had not already heard the message of Jesus. Well, it was because they knew something very important, something fundamental was missing, something the apostles could not overlook. The people in Samaria had found faith in Jesus, but not in the Holy Spirit. So Peter and John went down and prayed that the people in Samaria might receive the Holy Spirit, for it had not yet fallen upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Peter and John had to go to Samaria because God was not just building something new there and then planning to walk away. He was building something that was meant to last. And see, it's the Spirit of Christ. It's the Spirit of Christ that gives us that staying power in faith. It's the Spirit of Christ who always walks with us. On the journey of life, it is the Spirit of Christ who remains with us in dark times and times of loss and doubt. It is the Spirit of Christ who accompanies us in every season that we face and always turns our eyes heavenward to our Heavenly Father. And this is why in the Catholic Church, when people are baptized, they later receive another sacrament, the sacrament of confirmation. Because like the people in Samaria, confirmation confirms or completes the grace of God that they received in baptism through an outpouring of the full measure of the Holy Spirit. And when people are confirmed, the bishop or the priest in some cases always say the same words, "Be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit." Back in ancient times, kings used to seal letters and documents, contracts, and their decrees by pressing their signet ring or another instrument into melted wax. That ring or other instrument had an engraved emblem unique to the king, like his monogram or his family crest. And that seal told everyone, this item comes from the king. It belongs to him. It is under his protection. It carries his authority. Do not touch. Breaking a royal seal without permission was considered an act of high treason, a serious offense punishable by death. And so when you have been sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, you're under God's protection. Your life is under the authority of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Nobody better mess with you because you belong to him forever. And that means that what God has started building in you, he's never going to walk away from. It means that your faith, even when tested, will last. It means that your destiny will never change, even when things don't look like they're headed in the right direction. And when people come against you or things go wrong or they talk bad about you, you don't fall apart, you don't crumble. You always have a reason for your hope, as the second reasoning says today, because you have been sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit and you are built to last. About 10 years ago, I served at a parish in the city. I just celebrated Thanksgiving Day Mass, and the next morning it was Black Friday, and a family came to pick me up to go shopping with them at Union Square. Now, I've never been much of a bargain hunter, but I was excited for the outing. And I'll never forget what the mom said to her young daughter when I hopped into the car. She said, "Honey, are you ready for a full day of relentless positivity with Father Roger?" See, back then, I was always positive, thought God could do anything, woke up every morning thinking and thanking God for all the wonderful opportunities he was going to bring me that day. And now that even though I'm old and grizzled and worn down by the burden of years and pastoral leadership, poor pitiful me, I actually like to think I'm pretty much the same way, or at least I hope so. I remember thinking that compliment was the best ever, not only because I was so proud of being seen as someone who was a positive person, but also because she called me relentless. What she meant was that no matter what happened, I was always consistent. I was always steady. My emotions, my outlook, my attitude, they didn't change with the circumstances. Well, I wore that compliment around like a badge of honor for weeks or months after that. But here's the point. It's that consistency, that steadiness that the Spirit produces in our lives. And when you allow the Spirit of God to grow inside you, you will be able to stand firm on shifting sands. You will be able to hold the line against the instability of change. You will be able to continue to move forward unfazed by negative circumstances. In today's gospel, Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always." Always. Friends come and go. Companies start up and fail. Family members pass away. Health can be fleeting. Life is full of change. But the one constant you can always count on in your life, is the Spirit of God. Jesus says that this Spirit is like an advocate, someone who always will walk with you down every path of life, good or bad, someone who will always be there to strengthen you whenever you need it. And Jesus called this advocate a Spirit of truth, which the world cannot accept because it neither sees it nor knows it, but you know it, because it remains with you and will be in you. Philosophers call truth a transcendental. That means it will never change. It doesn't shift with the times or seasons. You can always count on it. It is stable, it is steady, it is always truth. And Jesus was saying this to remind us that his Spirit was like that. It would never leave us. It will always remain in us. The Spirit of truth will never leave you. And then he goes on to say, "Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." And guess what? Love never fails. True love never dies. And even though our volatile, ever-changing world often can't see this truth, you can, because you are built different. During World War II, thousands of priests were imprisoned at a Nazi concentration camp, stripped of everything, their freedom, dignity, comfort. They were placed in what came to be known as the Priest Barracks. There's actually a book that came out recently on it called The Priest Barracks. More than a third died there, and yet something remarkable happened behind those barbed wires. They didn't lose faith, they lived it. They celebrated masses in secret, heard confessions, even ordained a priest in hiding. And when a deadly typhus epidemic broke out in another part of the camp, those priests volunteered to go into the quarantined barracks and tend to the sick and care for those who had been infected at great risk to their own lives. And many of them died doing that, serving others to the very end. Why would they do that? It's because what God had built in them was stronger than what the world was trying to do to them. Their lives, their comfort, their security may have completely crumbled, but not their faith, because it was sealed with the Holy Spirit. This is what the Holy Spirit always does. He remains in us, and he encourages us and helps us during good times of our life, and he builds something in us that will last even in the hard times, so that we can persevere when life turns tough. And because you are a new creation in Christ, that Spirit already lives in you. So let it grow. And whenever you feel afraid or there's something coming against you, whatever you might be facing right now, don't panic, don't worry, because God is already building something in you that is meant to last forever. In today's gospel, Jesus reassured his disciples and said, "I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you." He meant that through the power of his Spirit, he would always be with them, no matter what chaos, suffering, or persecution they faced. The one thing that will never change, the one constant you can always count on, is the Spirit of God. You will never be forgotten. You will never be abandoned. You are never alone. God will carry you through every storm, every change, and every season, because what He has put in you, His Spirit, it's not temporary. It's not fleeting. It's not fragile. It's not going to fail. And that is why you are built different, and why you are built to last.